What's going on, guys? Eric Black here, Parker Miner over there. This is Rockcast. Thanks for tuning in again this week. We have another great show. I know. Every single time I say it's a great show, but I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. And it's on the internet, so it has to be true, right? Everybody knows that anything you see on the internet, 100% true. Don't even fact check it. All good. It's totally awesome. We're not going to get into that conversation because that's for another show. Right now, guys, we have a couple special guests. Actually, technically, we have three special guests.
One doesn't want to be here, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's fair. Yeah. I don't, it's
me.
I'm pretty sure it's us. It's Eric and I.
Yeah. I was actually pooping before I came on the show, and I had a
me too.
Me too.
Fair. Yeah. We're on the same poop schedule. This is going to be a great show. That's how we intro a show.
I need to be off here in 10 minutes though, cause I'm pretty regular.
That's right. That's right. We're actually, next week is the week we're going to be getting the toilet chairs installed in the studios. Yeah. So we got a good toilet chair sponsor. So it's going to be, should be good. Should be great. Anyway, this is weird because I haven't gone this long in an intro without actually introing the guest.
I'm just letting you talk. This is great. I'm just going to relax tonight.
Yeah. I think we all just relax, just hang out, just not do anything at all. Just like an hour and a half of silence.
Yeah.
Radio loves that.
Oh, look, I have a Chewbacca here. All right, we're just got kids everywhere tonight. This is Gibson.
This is COVID. I mean,
this is Toby.
COVID, but this is the result of COVID, so we have to do what we got to do, right? Guys, the guests on the show this week are doing something amazing, and obviously you have no idea who they are yet because I took a half an hour to intro them, and I'm taking even more time. Hold on, guys. I'm taking even more time to intro them because why not? I mean, it's just, we're just hanging out.
One thing we have going against is baby and poop schedule. So hurry up.
That's right. I think we're on a roll actually for the show. I think we're doing really well. This is your fault, guys. You said, oh, yeah, let's go ahead and do this. Let's come on the show. This is your fault. This week on the show, we got two fine folks from an entity that I like to call Hello TV. And I like to call it that because that's what it's called, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Hello TV. They are based out of Nashville, Tennessee, which is currently where all of us on the screen are at. And it's a good thing. I'm not going to describe it, guys. I'm going to let you guys describe it. We have Paris and we have Eric over here as well. I know it's going to be confusing because we have Eric with a K and we have Eric with a C. So we'll just say C and K.
Already lost.
Eric with a beard? Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah. I'm so lost.
We did not think this through at all in its entirety. Okay, well, anyway.
Eric with the hat. There we go.
Hat. That's right. That's right. Don't put a hat on Eric with a K.
I'm not allowed.
I'm going to get totally confused. But guys, you guys have an amazing thing going. It's a lot of help right now in a time that we really need it. First of all, just quickly explain what it is, because we're gonna get into the bigger picture of that a little bit later. But quickly explain what it is, and then also why.
Why is because it's the only thing going on right now. It's not like we're actually out doing real shows in front of a bunch of people. So how do you do a big rock show in front of a bunch of people? You do it on the internet.
Yes,
that's right. Yeah.
It's because Eric Black went and started a pandemic because he was bored.
Sorry, my bad. I do that a lot.
Yes, so what we do is we built a studio in Nashville, Tennessee that's a soundstage, and we film rock shows.
Nice.
That's
so it's at soundstage?
Hmm?
You said it was at soundstage?
No. We built a soundstage. Gotcha. We're actually at special event services over by the airport.
Gotcha. Okay.
Ooh.
Very cool.
That's awesome. Now, I'm going to say this. I've checked out a few of your shows. I did. I did that.
Wow.
I did on my own. No help. I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and they didn't have to help me this time. So I went and I looked at everything that you guys are doing, and I said, whoa. I was a lot more excited. Not that I'm not excited now. I'm just...
You seem excited now.
This is actually excited. I'm actually thrilled. Like, I've been
changing. Show me your pants.
Show my pants? That's not a good idea. For various reasons.
We saw this and we were like, man, these people are on our level as far as what we were thinking. So we have a radio background, history, obviously. And Eric and I have worked together for years. And unfortunately, we are still together. But we had this same idea. Of course, I'm sure plenty of people did, but when we saw what you guys were doing specifically, it was blowing anybody not even local, but nationally out of the water, yeah. blowing out of the water.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, this is something that caught, I mean, it caught a lot of attention. There's a lot of people that are seeing this, and not just bands, but I mean, like people in general that are in the music scene that are watching these videos that you guys are doing phenomenally on. You know, every single week you're just putting out great, great content. Let me ask you this. Now you guys are in the industry. There's a reason why all of this has come together. I was looking at your website here a little bit ago, and I saw all these people that have, you know, that you guys have on your staff and things like that. This is something to where, and if you're hiding under a rock out there, no music, no live music is happening right now. It's a big deal. It's not just about the bands anymore. Now it's about what happens when you go to a show. Well, there are people that have to, you know, put that equipment up, or there are people that have to put the lights up, the sound, the video in a lot of cases now, things like that. There are a lot of people behind the scenes. It's not just the five people on stage. There's a lot of people there. So you guys, this is, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is kind of what you did for a living before our good friend COVID came around, correct?
This is what I've done for the last 15 years.
15 years. Wow.
I haven't been out for that long, but it's actually, it's been 10. So.
Wow. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. So this really for you guys was, I mean, I know this was a huge step, but the process behind it, the thought process behind this was, okay, well now COVID's here. This sucks.
No. Not stopping us now.
So what was your thought process behind that?
The thought process was, is we were looking at an entire year of not working. Like at this time last year, we had just, I think we were either just finishing up or had just finished up a 200 plus day tour, and we're settling in after the end of the winter. We were supposed to go out on another 200 day plus tour, and then it didn't happen. And one night in the middle of the night, after watching some less than stellar live stream, one of us called the other one and said, we can do this a lot better. And
right
here we are.
Yeah.
Killing it.
And it's at, that's true. You've got a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of great
pulling some great artists.
Yeah.
Oh, this week is my favorite so far. I mean, they're all good.
Picking favorites. Yeah,
I have to. and next week will be my new favorite.
Well, actually, that's, oh man. There's a
wait,
lot.
Do we know what next week is?
So this week is Smith & Myers. That's Brent, right, and Zach from Shinedown. They have a side project that's acoustic, and it's awesome. They just write incredible songs, and this is their first like original like double album that they're putting out, that the second part's coming out on Friday, which is when the show comes out. So it's like an album release show.
Which
so cool.
Yeah, and by the way, to do a double album like they're doing it is successfully wise is not it's a huge feat to actually be able to do that. So they're actually doing it. They're in the process of doing that. So good on them.
Do we need to explain to the kids what a double album is? Because
you know what? It might not hurt. It might not hurt.
Yeah. I remember double albums.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. this is our second album release too. Maggie Miles did an album release day as well with us.
Yeah. Very cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing now. It's kind of like you can't have that album release show. So you do it on the internet.
Right.
It sucks, but it's kind of cool because then we get to make these videos. And then we also think that this sort of thing will just be a thing now, even after the virus and we start having shows again.
Right.
Just because there's a lot of people that don't get to see those tours anyway. So this is the way that they can see those tours.
True. Well,
and I 100% in agreement with that. And I also think that too, you know, this has pushed a lot of companies and a lot of people into the digital world, the live streaming world as well. So it's shown them that, hey, this is something that is feasible. It's not something that's out of your reach. It's not like you have to hire a huge production team with 15 semis to come in and blah, blah, blah. You can actually do this relatively easy.
If you come to us, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That leads to my next question. Like, shout out to the people that are helping you guys do this. I mean, it's got to be a lot of hands, but who all is a part of this?
Okay, well, we have a crew that works for us. We have and they're all industry friends. I'll take the audio and lighting side. Mike Babcock is my friend, who's also the monitor engineer for Lamb. Brandon Quisberg, who's on the lighting crew for that guy, Bruno Mars.
Oh, wow.
Tony Caparelli, who's the LD for Billie Eilish. Adam Gray is the lighting crew for Skynyrd. Scott Huber, our stage manager, is what he was my tour manager when I was mixing Blues Traveler. He's out doing some other thing. We have Emma and Hannah, our assistants, and Hannah's a tour manager, and Emma has worked as a rigger for God knows how long, and Paris put together this all-star video crew that she'll tell you about.
Wow.
Yeah, let's hear about that. I mean, that right there in itself.
Yeah, congrats. We have Acacia, who actually took over for me on Newfound Glory touring. So we have her. We have Pam Muhart, who's awesome. She's literally my rock.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a bunch of people coming in and out. We have Courtney. You can go to our website and see it.
Right.
But we have a bunch of people because, you know, sometimes people can't do them. Sometimes they don't. So we have a crew of people that's revolving. Like, hey, you free? Yep. Okay. Come in.
So, yeah. Come on down.
We also have all that's these awesome vendors that came together and took care of us. When we first started talking about this, I made a phone call to Matt Larson at Digico, who in turn directed me over to Sean Clare at Clare Brothers for all the audio gear. I called my old friend Michael Brammer at SES for all the lighting, all the monitors. Called Ty at Gallagher Staging to get all of the decking. Who else did we call? Dominic at Woodshed does all of our merch and our t-shirts and
Audio Technica.
That's Audio Technica. Oh,
wow.
I'm sorry, Roxanne. My friend Roxanne Ricks, who's been
I know her. Okay. She's awesome.
Roxy's been my rep for Audio Technica since 2016. She's the most amazing human on the planet. She's bailed me out, saved my ass.
That's
hooked
awesome
me up.
Yep. She is awesome. She is very awesome. We've been together at some of the NAMM stuff. We've also done events together that they've sponsored. So yeah, you said it. She's amazing. She you can't say anything bad about her. She's an awesome person in general. But so you guys have been doing this for a while. How many episodes do you guys have, or videos do you guys have?
I think we're on season 2, episode 8, and I think the first season had 10 episodes, so we're about 18 in.
We shot 27.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woo. We missed the mark. We were shooting for 30 shows in 30 weeks, but we got started 3 weeks too late.
I never thought it was going to happen. That was just
that's pretty damn close, though.
Doubter.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right. So you guys have been with a normal, what we'll call normal in-person show. Some of the differences, I mean, there's obviously a lot of differences between the in-person shows and what you guys are doing, but noticeably with maybe the staff or with the bands or, you know, things like this, what are some of the things that you've noticed over the course of all of these videos that you guys have put out? What are some of the differences that you've seen in the way that these shows go?
Well, by the end,
Eric doesn't know because he's not in the room, so I will answer this.
Go right ahead.
Oh, Olive doesn't want me to. It's weird for people to Olive, relax.
He's just answering the question. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's right. You just got to speak, baby.
It's weird for people to, you know, perform to a camera instead of an audience. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally understandable. That we try to create an environment
like
that
it
is a live show.
Yeah,
we try to.
That'll be bad.
We make the artists do a full rehearsal, and it's not just a practice your song. It's to get in front of a camera, get in front of it, get used to playing again. And a lot of times, these guys haven't actually performed outside of, you know, jamming in the basement in months.
Wow.
So
true.
We make them do a full show rehearsal. We make it less formal than camera blocking, but at the same time, it's getting them to connect with the people with the cameras and to look into those cameras like they're looking at the pretty girl in the front row and connect with the people through that lens and do a little of that kind of voodoo, the mental voodoo to make them perform better.
Right.
And when you listen to the shows, there are no edits. So we make them perform all the way through. And if there's something they want to redo, we redo the whole song.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, so there are some that it's not coherent. Like we might have taken the song that they redid at the end of the night, put it back into the set list, but there is no editing in the middle of it. It's I would say 70% of the time they want to redo something, and 90% of those redos we don't use.
Right.
Like, it's more of like a confidence thing where it's like, oh shit, I haven't played that part in so long. I think I fucked it up. And then we go back like, nah, man, the first one was so much better.
Right.
So the first one's always better.
It's all natural. So that's one of the things that you've seen is they, so I'm assuming that a lot of these people really haven't played to cameras. It's more of just the people in front of them. Most of their shows have either been venues or maybe festivals or something like that.
Festivals. The only camera experience they have is maybe shooting a music video, but never like performing a music video.
Right.
Wow.
I would say the more recent ones we've done, Lenny Pay has been on TV before. Brent and Zach, of course, have been on TV before. Mm-hmm. Jake Clayton early on in the season, he's been on TV before, but a whole lot of them, this is their first experience in doing something actually live on camera.
That's crazy. Wow.
It's turning out great. I mean, they're doing a good job.
Yeah, that's all. It's Paris directing. I mean, I'm in a private room in the other room. It's all.
I'm just like, hey, dude, don't look awkward. Perform to the camera like it's a person.
Right.
And then some of them just completely ignore me, which is fine. But right. I was like, if it feels awkward, then just kind of go with it. And then
I imagine it's weird though, you know, to do that because nobody's used to an empty room with a camera, so I'm sure it's kind of like somewhat awkward.
Well, I tell them like pretend like it's a music video. I was like, that's kind of what it is. Pretend that you're performing to the front row, but it's just a piece of glass.
Yeah. Well, and I think too that's kind of the opposite for what we're doing over here because we don't have an audience. We have cameras. We have people that we're talking to, i.e., you guys. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there is no audience. It is literally a lens that we are looking at. So to get a perspective on it, COVID has really, I think, expanded a lot of people's knowledge of the next step maybe in their band. Does that make sense? Made them realize, this could be something I could do on a regular basis. Or maybe now that they've done, a Hello TV episode, now they can do their own live streams or, just if they're on their phone or sitting down, they don't feel so scared. Have you seen any other than what we've just talked about? Has there been any confidence builders that you guys have noticed? I know you don't get to spend a lot of time with them, but, from start to finish, what have you seen?
I would say that from what I've seen, we did one thing stands out in particular to me. We did an artist called Juliet Hawkins. Mm-hmm. And Juliet, I mean, I'm sure she's been performing forever, as an independent artist and she's younger. Then she comes and does Hello, and it's the first thing she had ever done. And out of that, she ended up booking a showcase off of Broadway.
What?
So we go out and see her show on Broadway, and it was, like I've seen clips of her on YouTube, like her other shows that were a little different. Then I saw our show, and then I saw her on stage. And what was, I can't remember the name of the place was called, but we were there.
Bowie's,
some new place.
Yeah. Yep.
And her show on stage, she brought what she did at Hello and put it on stage live in front of people. And you could tell like her movements were more fluid and she was kind of just in that performance zone.
That's cool.
So
it's cool to see yourself. Like you don't really have a professional video shot of your shows. You have to like go on like, oh, what do I look like through someone's, iPhone camera? So it's kind of like performing in front of a mirror and it's probably, where I know I see my shots and I'm like, oh, okay, I need to change that. I need to change that. And I'm assuming that the artists are doing that too. Like, oh, that move looks cool. That one doesn't,
Yep.
But also they've also just been super grateful to just play like fully, and then a lot of these bands haven't played with production either. Like they don't know what they look like with a bunch of lights, and they've been playing like small bars and stuff. So it's kind of cool to show them like keep it going, and this could be your road package.
And I think I agree with that 100% because there are so many things that back in my band days when I would do something new for the first time, you'd look back at it and you'd be like, oh well, that wasn't that hard. And I actually think it's better for us. So that's what comes to mind when I think of Hello TV is whenever somebody comes on there, I feel like they're going to leave Hello TV with a better view of themselves, first of all, but then also a really good product, whether it's video and audio or whatever they, choose to you know, to accept as good, whatever, but they get so much out of it that in a time that where no shows are happening, no live shows are happening, this, I believe, is so much needed in the artist's mind and the band's mind, and then also in people like us that are just watching, that are just consuming this music, because music is a huge, huge part of life. And I think this is something that is 100% necessary.
For sure. We've had a ton of fans just comment, like, you know, I really needed this. And that's the thing. Like, a lot of people use music for therapy, and live music especially, because it's what they need. And we are doing a small part in bringing it back somewhat, you know.
Yeah.
Well, no, and huge I part. Would, yeah, I was, that's what I was going to say, is I'd go a little bit farther with that and say that's a, you're doing a pretty big thing right now, because there's, you know, there are other people doing what you guys do, but they have $1 million to $2 million budgets, and they're huge bands. You guys are making this work with, you know, with the people that are up and coming or that are just trying to break through. Not to diminish anything you're saying. That's not what I'm trying to
no,
do.
No, no, yeah, yeah.
You know, you guys are. Pioneering is what comes to mind. So,
yeah.
Just know that there are people that really are digging what you're doing, and are just really impressed with the quality and everything that's happening right now. So
thanks.
Let me ask you this. So Parker, do you have anything that you wanted to say?
Well, I was going to ask, but hold on to that thought. Are you guys, Eric, are you Paris? Are y'all from here? Are you from Nashville?
No, I'm from, I live in Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, cool. Ooh.
Yeah. I'm from Boston. So
awesome. Okay.
Or transplant. So,
Boston. I just, yeah. Oh my gosh, I love Boston.
You couldn't tell?
No, yeah.
My aggressiveness, so, yeah.
what I was going to say is I'm born and raised in Nashville. I hope that you cannot tell from the accent, but I am from here, and I know a lot of people, and not to boast, but it's like literally I hear, I talk to Eric about it every day, and we see and I hear so many people talking about you guys and the live presentation that you guys are putting on, and it's very impressive to hear so many people talking about it. So you're doing something right, especially locally here. You know, so just from me to you, I just wanted to give that feedback from a local standpoint. It's totally looking good. So
awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
A lot of good stuff.
Very good.
And that's the thing. We wanted to embrace the whole Nashville scene. You know, right, I mean, right. Obviously we came to Nashville because of it. So.
Right, get your butt down to the gulch and get it done.
Why haven't you taken the wings picture? You want to be embracing Nashville? Let's go do this.
Oh man,
we're going after the show.
So. Yeah, y'all just meet us down there. Mask.
That's right. Mask it up. Well, here's the thing. We like to play games on the show, and I have a game. If you guys are interested, it's going to be super easy and super fun. Really, I think I sounded like Barbie right there, but whatever, it's fine.
I gotta poop.
Go ahead. Yeah, take it. Take a minute. He'll be like 30 minutes. So
okay, no, false alarm.
Okay, well,
false alarm.
We have some.
So he just farted, is what he basically said.
It wasn't me.
Okay.
We have some Rockcast diapers on the way. We just they're coming. Don't worry about it. We're gonna do a Mad Lib. Are you guys familiar with Mad Libs?
Absolutely.
Good. Paris?
Oh, I'm ready.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to tell you this. This Mad Lib is probably, Parker, it's probably the best Mad Lib you've ever done.
Yep.
Here's why. This one, we're going to replace words in the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song.
Mm-hmm. Bam.
That's happening. Yep. It's going to happen right somewhere right around now. And I'm going to need your guys' help because I can't do this.
He's horrible at this.
I just
awful.
Can't. Plus, your answers are going to be better than my answers, so it's going to be good. There are 13 words that I'm going to need. So start those engines, start those motors, whatever you have up inside there. Words. That's what I got to do.
I can only think of one thing right now, but okay.
Awkward. Okay. The first one.
Variation of theme.
Any kind of theme.
No, it's gotta be random. That's
whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want.
Whatever you want. Now, here's the thing. Nope, we're good. Never mind. I thought there was going to be an issue. There are no issues because this is Rockcast. There are never issues on Rockcast every single time. The first thing I need, guys, is a fruit. Any kind of fruit. I need the name of a fruit.
Kumquat.
Oh, beat me to it.
Dang.
That's going to be a good
that's
one.
That's good.
Let's see. I need a noun, a person, place, or thing.
Well, there's a theme for the show, so I'm going to say poop.
Ooh, this guy. I like this guy. All right. The third
I would have went with diarrhea, but maybe the next one. Go.
It's very messy.
No, we're gonna leave it. Yeah. Let's see, then we're on number three. So I need a name.
Do we dare say Eric?
Oh my gosh.
Yes, you do.
Here's what I'm gonna do, Eric with a K. I'm gonna do this because I'm gonna do Eric E-R-I-C-K so we can both be in it. That good? Are we good with that? Okay, good. I hate that spelling, but it is what it is. Let's see. Now I need an adjective, a describing word.
Fresh.
Okay. Now I need a color. Give me a color. Throw me out a color.
Purple.
Okay.
Ooh, Olive is out.
Yep.
Oh yeah, she's sleeping.
You know, sometimes Parker does that, and I have to, like, scream at the microphone to get him to wake up. Let's see. I need another adjective, a describing word.
Sweaty.
Love it.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
That one can get nasty.
I like this one. This is going to get awkward.
I'll let the next one's your turn. Oh, we got an answer.
Let's see. What's this one? I need a name.
A name? Let's do Brent Smith since he's on the show this week. Ooh.
Brent. Now I need another adjective.
Moist.
Ooh.
Kind of along the same as sweaty, but kind of grosser.
But kind of just like.
I'm so surprised that one has not came up in the times we played this game yet.
next one. I need a. I need a noun.
Mound.
I like it. Nah.
Weird.
Man, that was cool. He was like, mound.
a verb. Action word.
Ooh.
Diarrhea. That could be an action word, couldn't it?
It kind of.
I like farting.
Oh, that's a good one. I like farting too. We all have that in common.
Farting.
Yeah. Eric just did. You can see it. Look at
I did. And it was not.
No, I was talking about the other Eric.
We both
see what I did there?
Using I can't do it. We're done. I can't do this. I need
This is broadcast excellence, guys. Just,
We like to think so. That's why we've gotten kicked off of all of the stations that we were on. Let's see, where am I at? Now I lost my place. So I need another name.
Zach Myers.
Look at you. All right. And then what's this one? Verb.
Shat.
Oh.
Okay, scratch that.
No, I want it.
I've already typed it.
I want it.
Okay, yeah, it's in. You can't.
It stays.
It's going to take me too long to backspace. It's going to be a waste of time. I can't. It's already in there. It's already done.
It's just the best verb.
It is.
It's nice.
Me and Eric just bonded right then. I don't know about you guys, but that was shat. Oh, man.
I need a noun.
Penis.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Dharma.
And then
and let's end it with penis. There we go.
That's it. A verb.
Sorry, Olive.
I need one of them verbs.
Smiled.
Oh. animal.
Turtle.
Another name.
Let's do Sully Erna.
Ooh, good choice.
What is it?
Sully
from Godsmack, yeah.
Gotcha. All right. And then another name.
Name what?
A name.
Another name.
Another one.
Ooh.
Santa Claus.
Okay.
All right. And then, oh, good Lord. Okay. I need another name.
Gosh, I just watched The Office last night again. Oh, does anybody watch Michael that Scott. Show, by the way?
I'm wearing an Office shirt right now.
Yes.
Nice.
But what was the alternative to Santa Claus that Dwight Schrute?
Oh, Belschnickel.
That's it.
I don't Belschnickel. Have any idea.
Or Michael Scott.
How to spell that?
Belschnickel.
Thanks. That's helpful. Appreciate that. Yeah.
oh my gosh.
Sound it out, man.
This is awesome.
Oh, this is it. This we don't even have to do anymore. That's all of it right there. That's the show.
Like I'm literally going through like every season a third time already.
Oh, I just watch it every day. Yeah. Eric gets so mad at me.
It doesn't get old, does it?
No. I honestly don't know how many I've been through. It has to be at least 60. Like I just let it flow.
Yeah.
That's how I do it. I'm on the toilet.
Are there any more names, Eric?
Yeah, I'm waiting on you kids.
Robert California. Let's go. Oh, man.
Dude.
Robert California. And then
you know what? Some people don't like the later seasons. I love them.
Oh, those are the best.
Robert California is my favorite character.
People are like, he's
my favorite character.
Yep. It's just like, oh yeah, the first album's the only good one. No, dude. Hey,
can we please get James Spader on the show? Please?
Oh my gosh.
James Spader. Have you guys seen the movie Less Than Zero?
Yes.
Oh.
She has it. That's why I love Robert California, because Robert California is the guy from Less Than Zero, yep. All grown up.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I know. We need that. We need him on the show.
I'll make a phone call.
Yep.
The last thing I need is another name.
My 13-year-old says Darth Vader.
Done.
Good choice.
All right. Let's see.
Well done.
That's awesome.
Should be it. All right. Do you you find folks want to hear what we've messed up?
Absolutely.
I thought you might. Oh, who lives in a kumquat under the poop? Eric Squarepants. Fresh and purple and sweaty is he. Brent Smith Squarepants. If moist mound be something you farting, Zach Myers Squarepants. Then shed on the penis and smiled like a turtle. Silly Squarepants. Ready? Santa Claus Squarepants. Belschnickel Squarepants. Robert California Squarepants. Darth Vader Squarepants. That's it. That's it. That's all we got.
I'm going to say this is my favorite episode so far. This has been good. Hands down.
This is going to go multi-platinum.
Oh my
I think
gosh.
You guys should come to the studio and record that for real.
We should.
We could. We could definitely do that. That would be amazing. Okay, so what's going to happen now is all of us get awards for participation.
Yes.
I don't know. That's just what I don't have any idea what's going on.
I like anymore. That. Because you're not going to top that. So award.
Yeah, we're pretty much, I mean, I don't see any other, I mean, unless we
Under Mifflin paper for everybody.
Unless we get a phone call right now from Michael Scott, I don't think anything is going to be better than what we've already received. So we should be good to go. Let's see. Now we gotta get back to serious now, guys. Now we're having a talk. Okay. So we had some fun. We're good now. We had some fun. Now we gotta bring it back in and all calm down. Eric, I'm talking to you, buddy.
So he gets closer to the mic like he's on NPR or something like that. We're about to get real serious.
Yeah.
Two flutes dueling together. I don't know. I have never.
Do we have a pledge drive now, too?
Yeah. Ooh, we should have it. We should have a pledge drive.
We should.
For me.
Done.
Because I'm poor.
There we go.
All right. So
that mug says you're rich.
I'm filthy.
You look rich to me. Your beard's too good for you to be poor.
It filthy is. Rich. Yeah. I have a lot of dirt. So Hello TV, you said you're in, what'd you say? Like 18 to 20 episodes. What'd you say? Something like that.
We've aired 18. We've filmed like almost 20.
Okay. Season 2.
Jeez. Okay. So knowing what you've been through, what's going to happen for, let's say, the next season? What is in the books? Now let's say we're back to normal. COVID is whatever COVID has done. He's going home to his family. You know, we're going to get back to normal. What are we going to see from Hello TV?
Do you want to take it or you want me?
Go ahead.
I'll do it.
Oh, yeah, Eric, you can.
No, I'll do it. So basically what we're doing now is, sadly, our free series is coming to an end. So what we're doing is we are doing the same thing, but for bands who want to sell tickets. So now these bands are going to be able to make money on the ticket and sell merch and sort of sustain, you know, their livelihoods by somewhat playing a show for people.
Totally understandable. You
know? And we've worked out a model where it's affordable to the artist. It's, we still have a production bottom line that we have to meet, we work with a couple of different ticketing vendors where we actually split the revenue with the artists. So it's not a massive out of pocket expense for anybody and everybody wins.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Now, is there going to be ever a situation where you guys can do a, you know, you're at an actual in-person show where you guys can still do this and ticket, do the ticketing as well? Does that make sense? Did I say that right?
That's the idea.
Yeah.
That is what it is. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I dig that. So how many cameras are we talking about? How many cameras you got on a band at all times?
We have six cameras.
Yeah, up to six.
Wow.
Wow. That's, I do a video production, not film production, but video production as a 9-to-5. And hopefully you have a good system on selecting those scenes, because I know that would be, for six cameras, that would that'd be a lot of effort, a lot of work.
I have gotten better with it. I actually am pretty good now, I can say, after 28 shows.
Nice.
But
the quality is really good, though.
Thank you.
That is
really impressed.
Yeah, I mean, we have great shooters. That's the thing. I wanted to get people that are mainly photographers and videographers and not just camera holders, you know, so they have a vision themselves. Right. I can tell who's holding what camera because everyone has a style. So I mean, nothing's labeled because I'm bad at labeling, but I can tell whose shot is whose. Like, oh, yeah, that's Acacia's. Oh, that's Pam's. Yeah. And it's cool because, you know, that's their style and I want to embrace that. Like, this is more of a collaboration than it is like a dictatorship. So
for sure,
we're all creating this video together.
And that's, and you say that and it kind of clicks because I'm revisiting some of the videos that I've seen and I've noticed that the flow of things, and we keep talking about this, but it's just the flow, the way that it just moves. It's just kind of like a, I don't know. It's like silky. I don't know how to say it. It's just
thanks.
Flows
yeah.
really well. You know, it's everybody is working.
It's like
together.
Butter.
It's like butter.
It's fluid, and that has a lot to do with getting the artist to perform live instead of play a rehearsal or play with their buddies. Actually, getting them in the mindset of playing live. Once they're over that hump, it's a lot easier to bring the best out of them.
Yeah,
yeah. I imagine.
Once they're comfortable, once they're, you know, at their best or whatever. Do you guys, when you guys are getting ready for the show, do either of you have any pre-show rituals that you have to do? I know artists and bands, a lot of them do, but do you guys have any?
Do you, Eric? I do.
I'm ridiculously neurotic about everything I do. Like, between rituals and not wanting people in my studio before the show.
Yep.
Right.
That's totally understandable. Me and Eric, we have a ritual of pooping before we get on the show.
Sometimes during the show.
Do you ever think of doing like a Twitch, like behind the scenes of like before the show?
Pooping? Oh, just totally stream. Poop all the time. Yeah, I'd be in Target probably.
Yeah, well, we go to Target to poop when we're at the studio because it's right next door.
Yeah.
We don't want to poop where we work. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
So we're like high-fiving over the stall and banging on the stall door. The management comes in and is like, Eric and Parker, can you guys please leave again? And we're like, yes, we can leave. So
kind of like rocking the range. Me and Eric had a bathroom experience.
So. Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Just go back and watch episode 7 or was it 8?
8. It was 8. Yeah. Episode 8. The last episode, actually.
Yeah,
there was an awkward bathroom experience.
We couldn't actually film the actual experience because you can't film in the bathroom.
I mean, you can.
Whatever.
You can. If it's just the face.
That's true. Yeah, I don't think
about it. I would watch it.
I don't think we were ready for that, though.
We were not ready for that, actually. Now, today, we would be like 100% ready for that because we're all about ratings. We need the ratings. We need the views. Yeah. We need the clicks. You know how it goes.
I'll share it.
I've had one hand occupied and the other one at the urinal like this.
We've had some pretty awkward bathroom experiences, but that one takes the cake. You'll have to just go back and take a peek at that. But it was
I miss that. I miss Rock in the Range.
That was really, and it was backstage. It was like something to where you would think normal people would be backstage, because who not normal would get a pass to go back? Oh, we get those. Never mind. Forget what I just said. But yeah, it was definitely weird. All right, so we're going back to when COVID is done, which will be tomorrow. What are you guys, just, is this going to be it? Is this what you guys are doing? Is this now your 9 to 5, or are you guys going to go back on the road when you can? What do you guys, is this a new venture for you? What's going to happen?
I think all of the above. I see a spot for Hello TV or live streaming in the marketplace moving forward. If history's taught us anything, that when stuff like this, when cool stuff happens in the wake of tragedy, it doesn't go away.
Right.
So I agree. When touring comes back, there's going to be there's more bands and venues available, and there's way more bands and way more crew than money available to do these things. So to stay relevant, to stay active, to stay out there, stay marketing, artists are going to have to do this.
Yeah.
So yeah, our company is what it is, and it's moving forward and growing. And if she and I can go back out on that big, awesome stadium tour, we've got an amazing crew that can tend the shop for us while we're out.
And that, Eric thinks that I'm going to go back out on the road, but I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. It's kind of nice. Now, yeah. I actually got a job with Kraft Entertainment, like that does the Patriots and their esports team, Boston Uprising, like right before this hit. So I was like really excited to stay home for a little bit and have a job.
Yeah.
And I think I want to, I'll stay with Hello TV. You can go back touring.
Yeah.
There you go.
That might work. Yeah. That might work.
Until Kraft fires you to make room for a new quarterback. So.
Yeah. Yeah. We're paying Paris too much. We need to get Brady back. Let's get out of here.
Do you guys see, you know, I've talked to several people in the music world, from bands to managers to labels to all of these, you know, different types of people within this industry that have various views on what's going to happen when COVID is done, or is COVID ever going to be done. But do you see music, because a lot of people are thinking right now that music is dead, and it's not. I do not believe that. All music, it because you can't go to a live show, music is not dead. That's not what that means. But do you think that there's going to be some sort of, I don't even know how to say this, but like something huge. Do you think something huge is going to happen because of this, when all of these shows get back to in person or something like that? Do you think that there's going to be some just big surgence of just amazing music because people have spent 12 months in solitude or anything like that? Or do you think it's just going to fall back into place and everybody's just going to go back to doing what they do?
Amazing music? I don't know. That's subjective.
Right. I think everyone's in a weird space right now. Yeah. But who knows? You know, it could. That's kind of some of the best music is when people are depressed.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I was thinking.
Well, what I see is creativity. With the changing marketplace, people don't, artists, especially the high end artists. You know, the Metallicas, the Lady Gagas. They're going to go out and record high end records, and they have unlimited budget, and they're just going to make something amazing always.
Yep.
But these middle of the road artists that had to go back and get a job,
right?
Because they were barely making it. They were on their first or second record cycle, and they were hemorrhaging money just to do a tour cycle to make their product known to the people. They have to resort to making records at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah, I got a couple buddies.
The community has to change around that, because there's always been this stigma of the home recorded record, but there's a lot of good stuff out there that was done at home. I mean, her name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at the trophies on her shelf.
Right.
And we're going to have a lot more stuff like that coming out, where we're going to have young people, innovative people creating at home and making a product on the cheap to get out there.
I think you get better music that way sometimes. I agree.
Yep. More authentic even. Yeah. So everything is going to, and again, when we go back to whatever we're going to call normal in the future, not everything. I mean, I think I feel like it's going to be a slow burn, if that makes sense. It's going to be something to where it's going to take a minute for us to get back into that groove. So what does that mean for, you know, some of these things that are supposed to be happening? Because I'm already seeing 2021 tours and festivals and things like that. And they're all just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot cancel.
I think this is just my learned opinion, but I'm hopeful for all these shows that I see advertised for 2021 and all the festivals. And, like, you know, I've seen artists that I work for that are on the schedule, and I'm hopeful. But I also think that those flyers and posters and those bookings are also an attempt to motivate other people to start booking and to be less afraid. And they're the litmus test. If this happens, maybe something else will happen, but it's still, I would say the chances are they're going to cancel, but it's better in their eyes to cancel a show than to not schedule one at all.
Right.
Yep. That makes sense. And this is kind of a random question, but have you guys heard of any labels dropping bands because of COVID? I know, you know, you're looking at the workforce situation and people have lost their jobs because of COVID, because of, you know, pulling back on the,
I haven't, have you, Paris?
No.
I think this is the best time to buy music, honestly.
Right.
Yeah. That's the thing. There are some companies that are thriving right now. Hmm. I mean, alcohol for one.
Yeah.
Music.
You're welcome.
Streaming anyway, and just entertainment in general, people watching stuff. And
well, so, and that's actually one
are based on streams. Their numbers have to be up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. And I've noticed too, you know, we did a lot of research on starting this Rockcast situation, and yeah, there are 1,000 other Rockcasts, but this one is ours. But the way the if you look back at the Great Depression, which some would compare that to now, and I can't compare that to now because I wasn't in the Great Depression. I've had Great Depressions, but I'm not in the greatest one. Whatever. I think, you know, if you look at it and you look at the research on some of those events, you see that alcohol and entertainment, and there's like one other one that thrived during
those. About that industry.
I can't. No. There was one other one that thrived quite a bit during those situations. So that was one of the factors, one of the many factors in starting something like this, is that we knew that, you know, in the entertainment value, maybe we could actually make it, maybe we could actually do something and people would you know, want to take part in it. But you have to look at it too as we are all, Hello TV, Rockcast, we're all helping artists. That's our biggest goal, is we want to make sure that the artist and the people that are helping those artists, everybody that's included in that circle, labels, whatever it is, the crews, all of those people are being taken care of. They're like our brothers and sisters, if you will. So that's kind of the same thing for us, is, you know, we don't really have a crew. There's 15 people in here, but I don't know why you guys are here. Get out.
They're in line for the bathroom.
Well, this is my bathroom, so get out. Not going to smell good. Stop. Anyway, we're back. So it's just one of those things where, you know, you want to make sure that you're helping those artists as much as you possibly can. And this is one of those situations where we thought, well, you know, everybody's sitting at home. Let's see if we can, you know, get some buzz, because there was nothing at the time when we were talking about this in January. It was supposed to be at a venue. You know, we're supposed to be doing this, you know, over drinks or over food or just having a conversation that way. But we couldn't. You know, COVID hit and we had to pivot quite a bit. So Parker and I made sets, as you see behind us. And we bought a whole bunch of equipment, because now there's two of us in a separate location, not just in one location. Now we have to buy all of this other stuff. And so we're like, all right, well, let's see what we can come up with. And this is the best we could do. So we think it's pretty good, though. You know, we're hoping that we can help. And, you know, we're like a drop in the ocean in the music industry of helping artists. But we've been blessed to have all of these artists that have come on to our show. Then they're decent names, and we don't know why. You've been on the show, Eric and Paris. You guys have been on the show. I don't know why these guys keep coming on the show. I don't know. But it's one of those. It's just something to where we felt like if there's even a small chance we can help in this industry, you know, let's figure it out. So. Yeah. I think we're all on the same page. I think we're all on the
same
page.
Yeah, definitely.
I also think this is an industry that helps itself. Like, one of the things that we said early on is whenever the shit hits the fan in the world, people look toward artists, toward bands to set up and have a benefit concert. Now that we need the help, we have to be our own benefit concert. And fast forwarding, now we're what, 8 months into a pandemic, and I think that the businesses, the entities, the rock casts, the Hello TVs, the innovators that are trying to figure out how to move this industry forward are going to move the industry forward, and we need to support each other doing that.
100%. Me and Eric were talking about that earlier.
Yep. And the other thing is too, like, we've been around, Parker and I, and you guys as well, have been around so many people that don't, you know, they view us as competition. And it's like, well, you know, there's
I hate that. 8 billion
people in this world. Why can't we just help each other out? I mean, I have stuff that I can do that Parker can't do. Parker has a lot of stuff. Most of the stuff that I can't do, he does. You know, and likewise with you guys. It's one of those things where let's just all come together. Try to work something out, and if something else happens, then great, you know. But if nothing else happens, at least we helped somebody. At least we did something of value instead of just sat on our thumbs and said somebody should help them.
Yeah, right. Or somebody should help us. Like, I'm not a big fan of complaining about my circumstance with my handout, but not doing anything about it.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Same here.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. 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 For sure. Well, you know what? It's been fun.
We're so great, guys.
A lot of conversation, and it's been good, and we've had some fun. What else can we talk about? I think that's pretty much it. We got to talk about your website. People need to go to your website, find out. Now, can they go on YouTube and all that stuff too, but they can also watch directly through the website. True?
Yep. No. Yeah, it's just a link to YouTube, basically. It's just a
link to our YouTube. So, yeah, we're not streaming straight to the site.
Yeah. But you need the clicks, because I need the clicks.
Yeah, get those clicks in.
Right. What's that URL?
It's
youtube.com/hello TV.
Hello with three O's, TV.com.
Three O's.
Yeah. You have to get to 100 subscribers to get your thing.
Yep.
And we did it.
Nice. So isn't that so tough?
Nice.
Like, we're just like,
we're like, please subscribe. And like, everyone's mom is doing it. And
then,
yeah, we got a good amount. But when we were starting, we were like, damn.
Well, we want to help. We definitely want to help each other, help you guys out. For sure. Because we were talking about that earlier, you know, telling as many people as we can about you guys. Y'all are doing some awesome stuff. And, you know, y'all are doing a lot for people, if you think about it. People need music right now, and it's a very important thing. So we appreciate it. We put
ourselves over the 1,000 mark on Instagram with a picture of the baby. So we'll screenshot this.
Wow. Post
the baby.
Right.
There you go. That's it.
We're going to go viral.
That's what it is right there. Well, Eric and Paris, thank you guys so much for coming on the show this week. We do appreciate that. You guys got a lot of good stuff going on.
Thank you so much.
Let's promo one more time, because it was at the beginning of the show that we promoed this, but Smith & Myers, they're going to be on what's it, 23rd?
Friday the 23rd at 9 p.m. Eastern, and live all over, like 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 7 Denver. 6.
Yeah, you can figure it out.
Nice.
Math.
6
math
Pacific.
And it's only $300, and I'll give you my PayPal. All good.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Connect there, and we'll call it a day.
It's 100% free, and it's what did we clock in at? 48 minutes, 49 minutes?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. These are full shows. We don't mess around. Wow. If you're there, you're going to do a full show. We don't want
to
give the people what they want.
Dig it. Man.
That's exactly.
That's cool. Guys, if you have not checked out Hello TV, this has been about an hour-long interview, 45-minute interview. And if you have not checked them out by now, go away. Go
rude. Yeah.
Totally rude. You are no longer welcome here.
But we also love you. Click subscribe. But
we do need your clicks. Yeah. So on your way out, go ahead and click the link. And then no, just kidding. But thank you guys so much for hanging out this week. We do we do have a good time. We do have a Parker.
We do. We do.
Is that English?
I'm not sure.
Have a good time.
I guess. I don't know. It's my first time talking, so I'm kind of new.
It is
scenario, but
what are you new?
I am. Yeah. First day on the job.
At least you now know the short is a word.
It is a word. Right. Yes. It's
and an action.
Yeah, and an action.
It's a verb, right?
Yeah, something that happens to you. So twice now. I've got diapers on, so we're all good. But
oh good.
Anyway, that's a whole other story for the next time. Anyway, thanks guys so much for hanging out. If you want to know more about Rockcast, all you need to do is go to rockcastshow.com, search around there, click around, all that good stuff, subscribe to our YouTube. At the end of this video, you will see all of our socials, and you need to follow, like, connect, I don't know, embrace, know, whatever that means
rub.
To you, just do that. Maybe even some rubbing. We'll get to that later as well. That's the premium version, kids.
That's what she said.
So that's what she said.
We'll do all that a little bit later on. But thanks again, guys. We will we'll see you soon. I love you.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Yeah, thanks.